On RN, this is Books and Arts Daily with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Top Shelf. Award-winning British writer Jeanette Winterson is the author of 10 novels, including Orange Is Not the Only Fruit, The Passion and Sexing the Cherry. She's also written short stories and essays and children's books and screenplays. And her latest novel is called Why Be Happy When You Could Be Normal. While Jeanette Winterson clearly loves to read and write, she relaxes by going to the cinema and to the theatre. Here are her picks for Top Shelf.
My favourite film is Fanny and Alexander by Ingmar Bergman, the Swedish film director. I love the 5.5 hour version. It's a kind of treat and an indulgence if I can ever watch this in a private cinema somewhere, if I can get one of my friends to book it for me. He works in the media. It's a narrative story that just shoots up and down across time, doesn't really take any notice of time, and also brings in magic and the supernatural as a proper element to life. And I love that because so much of our life is about divisions and limitations. And Bergman has always been a director who tries to show the whole of life, including its more mysterious or supernatural elements. And that's all there in Fanny and Alexander, as well as being a painful tale about love and desire and how we discover ourselves from childhood onwards. And it's beautiful to look at. So if you haven't seen it, get a chance, even if it's only the 3 hour version. If I'm thinking about plays, I go to the theatre a lot, but if there was only one play that I could take away with me, it would be the play that I've worked with consciously or unconsciously all of my life in my work, which is Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, which is the tale of the jealous king Leontes, who assumes that his wife Hermione is having an affair with his best friend. You know the story, it's been the sitcom soap opera story ever since. She's not having an affair with his best friend Polixenes, but he's jealous and irrational and he banishes her anyway, and he thinks that she's dropped dead. And he also throws their new baby out to sea because he thinks it's a bastard, he doesn't want it, it's nothing to do with him. And the girl Perdita is taken in by shepherds and grows up and, of course, falls in love with a young prince from another country who wants to marry her, and the whole drama starts again. And Leontes gets his comeuppance and he also discovers that his wife, Hermione, is not dead, and there's a marvellous moment where she appears to be a statue that someone has carved for him as a remembrance of what she was, and then the statue moves and steps down and kisses him and speaks to him. It's about forgiveness, it's about second chances, and it, again, it's about this magical, unnatural, unlikely, beautiful moment where the stone object speaks. And, of course, the real stone object all the way along has always been the king himself, Leontes. He is the one who's been unmoved and unyielding and has had no heart. And then suddenly it's his wife who melts the stone facade and steps down and embraces him. It's rather like the end of The Marriage of Figaro, of course, where the Countess Almaviva says, after all the infidelities and lies, and what if I ask you to forgive them? It's the feminine principle at best at work. If I could only choose one book, I would choose Virginia Woolf's Orlando. I think everyone as a writer needs their private ancestors. And if you're a woman, that's particularly so because women haven't been writing for that long. You know, we're finding our way in the world and we look back to those women who've helped us. Our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers. And for me, of course, that's Virginia Woolf. And Orlando is a crazy book. It pretends to be a biography of Orlando, a young nobleman who begins in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, and in effect travels through time nearly 400 years. It ends in 1928 with the present-day Orlando. And there's an audacious, outrageous sex change in the middle of it because Orlando begins as a boy and then finds that he's been transformed into a woman somewhere in the Turkish Turkish Ottoman capital where he is the ambassador, and then he lives the rest of his life as a woman, but knowing, of course, that he's also been a boy. So she was immediately collapsing the idea of what a novel was, a novel called a biography, just collapsing all those boundaries and labels, and also doing this delicious game with gender that everybody allowed to happen and nobody had a fit about it. And for me, you know, as a new writer, I thought, you can do anything. She's already done it.
British author Jeanette Winterson with her favourite film, play and book. What a treat to hear her list again.